Anyway, this is just a sketch of the actual tour. Let me give you a few more impressions. Let me give you a few sort of general impressions about... afraid time is passing. Anyway, I'll try to be a bit quick. A few general impressions about India, before we come on to specifically Buddhist impressions. My main impression, general impression, was that people in India are becoming more prosperous. After all, I've been familiar with India since 1943. That was when I arrived there first. So that is practically 40 years. And certainly people are much more prosperous than they were. They're certainly much more prosperous than they were 15 to 20 years ago. It is quite noticeable. Let me just give you a very simple illustration. 20 to 25 years ago, what were the status symbols? The status symbols were a wristwatch, a fountain pen, and spectacles. If you were a sort of young blood of the village who'd had a bit of English education and had got a little sort of clerkship in some local office and you wanted to sort of show that you were a cut above the rest of the villagers, you sort of sported a fountain pen and a European style jacket, a fountain pen which very often didn't work, a watch which also might not work, and you'd see people just shaking the watches and, like this, and sort of showing off that they had a watch, and the spectacles, but they just go to the bazaar and buy spectacles, no question of any test, no optical examination, no question of going to the optician, you had to afford a pair of spectacles because it was a status symbol. So these were the simple status symbols some 25 years ago. But towards the end of my stay in India, my sort of permanent stay, the status symbol was the transistor set, usually the Japanese transistor set. The young bloods of the village, they were sporting these and carrying them around and holding them to their ear. Older villagers would gape in open mouth wonder and astonishment at this sort of magical box. But anyway, that was the status symbol. But what is the status symbol now? The status symbol now, it seems, is the wretched scooter. You see them all over the place. You see them in the towns, in the cities, you see them in the villages, you see them going on the village roads, chuck, 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 chuck. And, of course, they're adding to the pollution problem, especially in cities like Bombay. But the meaning of it is that economically things are definitely improving. I don't know what are the sort of technical details. I can't provide you with any statistics about India's, economic growth or anything like that. But I certainly noticed that people on the whole, certainly people that I'm in contact with and people that I just observe in passing, seem, broadly speaking, somewhat more prosperous than they were. You feel that the economy is expanding. And it's very strange. It gives the whole of life there in India a strange sense of expansion, because there's a sort of general expectation that things are going to get better, that your children are going to have a much better life than you've had. The things in 5 years' time are going to be much better than they are now. Much better, that is, by Indian standards. We might say just a little bit better. But there is this sort of general feeling of sort of buoyancy, that things are moving, things are getting better, they're getting materially better. And this is very strong among the Buddhists in particular, the ex-untouchable Buddhists. And this also communicates itself to Buddhism. They feel, with the help of Buddhism, things are getting better. We're becoming better Buddhists than we were. The Buddhist movement is growing. The Buddhist movement is expanding. The Buddhist movement is becoming more influential. So you get a feeling of sort of hopefulness and buoyancy and expansion, such as you don't get here. In England, it's almost as though the air, the atmosphere is that of a dying economy. Do you know what I mean? Not an expanding economy. And that seems to affect the whole of life. It seems to affect the whole atmosphere. In India, it's not like that at all. The keynote seems to be growth and expansion, even though on a very modest scale, perhaps from the point of view of the industrialized societies of the West. But it imparts a sort of tonic to everything. There's a sort of optimism, a sort of hopefulness, a sort of positivity which you get with this. Perhaps which is not confined to this, perhaps goes a bit beyond this. But I certainly was very aware of this in the case of India generally, and in the case of the ex-untouchable Buddhists perhaps
in particular.
Hmm?